Welcome back to Boston Public Radio. Jim Bradley and Marjorie again. Here with us in Studio 3 is Boston Globe columnist Alex Beam. And as Marjorie and I do every time, actually, I think one time we didn't, but virtually every time Alex is here, we marvel that his name is Alex Beam because, as Marjorie said this morning, Alex is Alexicon of the English language incarnate. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for your incredibly lame puns. It always greet each of you.
It is always a pleasure. Now, Alex, we sort of have an exciting announcement here. We're starting.
We actually do.
Yeah, we're starting a summer book club. Is that correct? That's right. Now, tell us what we're doing, please.
Right.
This is your brainchild. Your brilliant suggestion.
He's
I'm
laughing.
So
this is real. We have a BPR summer book club.
I know because it's like this idea we had a year ago, and now we're finally doing it.
Well, Jim protested.
No, it's not quite that. All right.
Okay, what are we doing?
So it's a big experiment. So what we've done is we've chosen three summary books that'll be fun for the listeners to read and subsequently to discuss with us on the air. We've chosen a book for June, a book for July, and a book for August. We're going to be the books will be mentioned on the website. We'll also we will talk about them right now, but we'll have plenty of backup. And so we hope people read these books and phone in and blather with us.
Exactly.
And there's a common thread through
common
all
thread.
Of these works. I have to say I had nothing to do with the selection. It was Marjorie and Alex, and they're all good. What's
I'm
the
so
common thread
excited.
That runs through all three books, Alex?
Well, I hope I have the right answer to that.
Yeah, we'll
I mean,
see.
Okay, readability, accessibility, and summerness,
no.
I think. Okay.
There's another one. There's another important one.
They're all in English?
Sorry. I know that in least two – no, actually all three of these – they have a New England-y, Massachusetts-y
well, sure. every,
either theme
every
or connection.
Every author is quote-unquote from here.
Well, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that?
Okay, sorry. Okay, fine. Every author is from here, starting with I chose the first book. It's a tiny bit non-standard. I hope people like it. I have since read the book. I asked the editor of a series of books written by Ellen Hildebrand, a very successful series of
You didn't say what the first book was.
I'm getting to it.
That's not the first book.
No, it's not.
This is Barefoot by Ellen Hildebrand.
It's actually not.
You're already goofing this up. That's not the first book. The first book is from that sexist dog from Ipswich.
Oh, Rabbit Run is the second book. That's for July.
Okay, fine. All right.
I've started to read the wrong book.
You continue.
All right. The first book is a book by the so-called Queen of Summer Reading.
Wonderful.
Ellen Hildebrand, who lives on Nantucket and who's created what I view as a kind of interesting franchise. We'll see what the listeners think, okay? Basically, this is a franchise of about a dozen books, all set on Nantucket, interestingly, that do not have characters running from book to book. They're kind of I'll be crucified for saying this. They're kind of womany books.
It's okay.
They sell very, very well.
What was that again? They're kind of what?
Womany books.
Womany books.
Otherwise
I'm
sorry. Known as chick lit.
Okay.
They're kind of high-minded chick lit. Again, I know her editor. I said, "What's the best one?" The editor said, "Barefoot," published in 2007, which I've since read. And by the way, I mean the common theme of accessibility is very, very important. This book is in every Massachusetts library. It was a bestseller. It's also in Overdrive. Overdrive is the free e-reader application available to everyone as a library card in Massachusetts. So basically,
I did not know that.
Yeah, we are not asking readers to pay anything to read this book. In any case, the Hildebrand franchise. It's branded by the colors on the cover of the book. It's
Love
always,
the cover.
You know, always summary.
You carrying the book with you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I've already got
good.
It.
Yeah. Summary.
How great is that?
Primary colors. I won't quote unquote give it away. I actually have read this book.
Alex got it out of the library.
I
That's
did get
pretty
out of the
impressive.
Library.
I'm serious. It
well,
is.
Well, I read a lot of library.
That's
books.
Great.
You know why?
Why?
He's a real cheapskate.
Okay.
I am
an incredible cheapskate.
Okay, so that's June, correct?
That's June. Right.
Now we got. So we thought June was July,
yeah.
but it turns
okay,
out
I'm
July
sorry,
is July. No, it's fine.
Okay, July is July. That's. July is indeed. We selected the unbelievable novel by. The former resident of Ipswich and Beverly Farms, John Updike,
yes.
the late John Updike. We selected, to be totally cynical, his first successful novel, Rabbit Run, really a breakthrough novel, a book he wrote at age 28.
It's unbelievable.
And I'll probably bloviate about this at greater length when we get to July, repeat July, the month in which we'll be reading Rabbit Run. Another fascinating, I feel like I was forced to read Adam Begley's biography of John Updike, which is a wonderful, wonderful book.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really wonderful. I'll be blathering more about that. But Rabbit Run, Begley really makes the convincing case that Updike is always kind of leaving home. You know, he comes from the Reading, Pennsylvania area, and fully, in a sense, half of his work is about Reading, but the other half of his work is about un-Reading, couples, the thing about
love couples.
People screwing each other constantly is basically said, you know, in Massachusetts or Connecticut. So Begley's point is there's the whole non-Pennsylvania Updike, the Updike who goes to Harvard, the Updike who gets a Ruskin Fellowship at Trinity, who writes all these kind of like weaselly little stories about people sleeping with other people. And then Begley makes the point, and then there's the Updike who comes home to Shillington, Pennsylvania, comes home to his mother. He's an only child. His mother's a writer. And Rabbit Run is his first book coming home and sort of viewed as a masterpiece. It's set in a fictional town called Brewer in Pennsylvania, but he's coming back to this kind of magical, the place that for him has always had the magic of his astonishing and wonderful youth. And, of course, there will be four Rabbit novels.
Holding up four fingers, by the way, for those.
I lost my thumb. Don't tell the listeners. Yeah. It's tragic.
Tell the other reason why you picked this book. I wasn't in the room for. I know why you picked it. Marjorie makes the point regularly, to my great embarrassment on the radio, that I've read about 12 books in my life, give or take a few. And when Marjorie heard that I had actually read this book, she said, "We owe it to Jim to put it on the list." Not to mention,
Jim also was a basketball star in his youth, and he can relate to Rabbit.
Just like Rabbit Angstrom. I think he's outlived Rabbit Angstrom.
Yes. Well, isn't that the last one? Rabbit is Dead? Isn't that the last name of the book?
Rabbit at Rest.
Rabbit at Rest, excuse me.
Oops.
Oops.
Well, as long as you're hyping, I mean, it's a pretty amazing achievement. Two of the four Rabbit novels won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction.
What was it? Which was the second?
I believe Rabbit is Rich and Rabbit at Rest. Okay. Rabbit Redux is the second.
Yeah.
So I think the third and the fourth won the Pulitzer. We can easily check that in any case. So and then in August. We've chosen another book.
Love this book.
Okay. Also by a Massachusetts writer. Would you mind? Do you mind if I pass the ball to you for this?
No. This book is written by a late, great local novelist and writer, Caroline Knapp, who died very, very young. I believe she was 42 years old, just a few years. She wrote this book, A Pack of Two. And I had a dogs when I was a kid. I didn't have a dog at the time. I wasn't into dogs at the time. I read her book, and it is a terrific book, whether you love dogs or don't. It is about a single woman. She married, actually, right before she died, she married. But at the time, she talked about how she got this dog, changed her life. And it's just a wonderful book about bonding with an animal. She's a wonderful writer.
What was the name of her great column at the Boston Phoenix?
Alice Kay.
Alice Kay. That was about her love life between Mr. Danger and Mr. Nice Guy. In real life, she married Mr. Nice Guy shortly before she died of cancer, very, very young. She's a wonderful writer. She it's really pains me because she was gone so young, but it's a terrific book. She also wrote a great book about being an alcoholic called Drinking a Love Story, which is kind of an upscale alcoholic story about her getting having too many cocktails in the Ritz-Carlton and other such wonderful places. But that was a wonderful book too. And she also wrote a fantastic piece about anorexia for the Boston Phoenix, which I remember reading and just thinking, I understand this. I understand this, in which she talked about how she would eat part of an apple or piece of cheese in time to every op-ed she read in the New York Times. It was just an incredible piece for anybody that knows anyone with an eating disorder. And one of her parents, her father was a psychiatrist who apparently didn't notice that his daughter was down to like 70 pounds. She has an incredible body of work for a very short time writing. And Alex Kay was a brilliant column she wrote for The Phoenix. So
yeah,
there you go.
I'm looking forward to this. I don't mean to be totally cynical and dark. It's also very short.
Yeah, I mean, it is short.
All three of the selections are either very easy reading or fairly short. Caroline Knapp was this incredible sort of meteoric talent.
She was.
Who was extinguished far too early. So that's it. I mean,
by the way, we should say this is Alex's idea. This is not.
Alex's
we
idea.
Can't claim that this is a joint project,
no.
Even though we're quite excited about
very
it.
Very excited.
This was Alex Beam initiated. Last year, Marjorie rejected it out of hand. And then it was one of us. I don't remember who it was. And this year, we are all bought in and we're quite excited about it.
I know, but suppose it's an abject failure. Can
it's
I then, can
be
I
failure.
Put it on to
it
you,
won't be
perhaps?
A failure.
I mean,
because no, I'm so enthused and you're so enthused. And Jim, as I say, can relive his basketball prowess. And
Well, yeah, I mean, three very different books, okay?
Very different.
And they're, that's all I can say. We have a sort of a genre summer book, a true masterpiece written in the late 20th century.
Do you think he's a sexist dog? Those criticisms that feminists throw at John Updike, the late, great John Updike. He is rather a sexist dog.
They call him a thesaurus with a penis.
Yeah.
That was like a, wow.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, it certainly isn't mine. It's really hard for me to say.
Of course, he was an older guy, so he came out of a different generation.
Yeah, but
as
this
well.
Is you're asking a guy who just described our June book as a womany book. Yeah. So consider the source.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote out of a certain, you know, masculine tradition. I mean, his first. I now know a great deal about his what, you know, about his life. You know, he married rather, you know, women who rather conventionally deferred to him. He was very, very into sex.
Yeah.
He was very into
sex. Very into sex. A seduced and abandoned kind of guy.
Yeah. And I mean, the biography even sort of soft pedals the extent of his unbelievable adultery. And I mean, of course, the final thing that is a totally different subject is that, you know, that he died a believer. You know, in the resurrection.
You can make an act of contrition on your deathbed to be all set.
He's not a Catholic, though.
Well, what the heck?
I mean, I'm always amazed by these kind of like incredibly deep dish adulterers who find salvation.
But a lot of them do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
We talk about these saints, you know, the Catholic Church, the big into saints. I always get it mixed up with Augustine and Aquinas. I think it was Augustine.
It's Augustine.
Who said, God, I want to repent, but not yet.
But not yet.
I'm not getting that a little bit wrong, but that's sort of.
I was actually in a church service where it was explained that his mother, Monica, was made a saint just because he was such a difficult child.
Didn't she have like 14 children?
I don't know.
Okay, enough. Now, this is going to be on our website. If you forget, say one more time, June, July, and August. It's going to be on our website, wgbhnews.org. Click on the BPR page. And that's it. So what are the books again?
I want to go through the books again. I want to definitely reemphasize that no one has to spend any money to get these books, okay?
Why do you keep repeating? I
don't know. It seems because I don't think it's – we're not trying to boost anybody's sales.
No, we're not.
None of these books is currently available for sale. If you want to spend $4 on Abe books –
well, they're all available for sale.
But for $4, they're all used.
I mean, I got my Barefoot on Amazon.
Yeah, I believe
really inexpensive.
I believe you paid about $4 or something.
It was cheap.
Okay, right. So the first book is Ellen Hildebrand, Nantucket writer, 2007 novel, apparently one of her best novels, called Barefoot.
Okay.
Which has, I'm going to say it has a lot of pain in it. I'm just going to preview that. It has a lot of pain in it, a lot of very real pain. Second
book. So he's basically saying most of you will want to skip June. What's July?
Do not skip this book.
Just tell us what July is, please.
Okay, fine. Do not skip this book.
July.
Masterpiece, 28-year-old John Updike's Rabbit Run. Just a brilliant book.
And what did you say the final book, Rabbit Kicks Off? Is that what you said?
Rabbit Kills Over. Okay.
I'm joking, Alex.
Jesus.
And what is August,
Stay off the
please?
Basketball court.
What is
August?
What is August one more time?
August is Carolyn Knapp's masterpiece, Pack of Two, a memoir of her life.
You know, can I say?
Oh, it's a wonderful book.
You are much, people think, maybe they don't think I'm not a huge reader. I'm a huge reader of news and that sort of thing. I'm not a huge reader of books. I'm really excited about this. I am really excited about this, both personally and for the radio show. So, Alex, thanks for coming up.
Well, great. I'm glad. I think it's going to be great. And you know, we're not wedded to exclusively positive commentary. Let's make
no,
that
we're
clear.
Not. Sure. We can be very tough,
genuine,
and cutting, and brutal. Okay, Alex Beam, thank you very much. We're all very excited. Alex Beam is a columnist for the Boston Globe. His latest book is American Crucifixion: The Murder of Joseph Smith and the Fate of the Mormon Church.